If you look to our three models, the high, medium, and low, and assume that supply and demand is affected by these various issues, power cuts in South Africa affecting supply, car companies responding to that, jewelry demand falling due to the higher price, and ETF demand growing, we could see deficits ranging from about 500,000 ounces on the low end to as much as 2 million ounces on the high end. Now, I think that high number is very, very high, and I admit it's being drawn from a model that tries to extrapolate trends, but it gives you a sense for what can happen to a very small market in a very short period of time when you have a supply shock like the one we did in South Africa. Now, the one thing I should add is that if you then look at the impact of recycling, and we think it's very possible that at much higher prices, such as those that we're seeing right now, you could have a step up in recycling activity, then you could actually see those deficits be somewhat smaller. But I think the conclusion is that whether you're looking at a high, low, or medium scenario, and even with the impact of lower jewelry demand due to the higher price, we are still going to see some significant deficits in the platinum market for this year.